This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm in downtown Chicago talking with Miss Patricia Mulryan. Patricia is helping to solve one of this city's great problems. Well, now, what is this volunteer tutoring that you do?
I tutor on the south side of Chicago, the Temple Sinai. The children are from a school outside the area. It's a school whose population is mainly Negro. And we tutor around the concept of helping a child with his reading. Now, the way we approach that is more on a personal level. Establish a friendship with the child to begin with and try to stimulate him through this friendship that you have going for you to read, to see learning for learning's sake, and then to, we hope, show the effects of this in the school situation.
How many children have you taught?
I've taught three. Now, we're on a one-to-one basis, so it's three separate terms, and each time I've tutored one.
How long is a term?
Usually 10 weeks.
So you've taught three different children, each for 10 weeks?
That's right.
Are you a Catholic?
Yes, I am.
And you're teaching in a Jewish synagogue?
And most of the children are Baptist.
Are they? Well, that's interesting in itself, too, and very good indeed.
Yes.
Which grade were the girls?
Third and fourth grades. However, this past summer I had a child who, according to the reading levels we received, was far behind. She was 2 to 3 years behind in her reading level. She was on a second grade reading level. But her mind was exceptionally quick. Her powers of verbalization, so to speak, were very, very good. She's a very bright young girl. And through working with her this summer, I think possibly she just found the right track. She needed a new approach to learning.
Do you ever see her now that you've
Yes,
quit?
I do. She's one that I have kept contact with. We have quite a relationship.
And that's part of the idea of the whole thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's not just 2 hours a week, really. It should extend a little further than that.
And what about
successful.
What about that first child, Patricia, that you taught?
She was a Spanish-speaking child.
Did she know English?
A little bit, and I knew Spanish.
A little bit?
No, quite a bit. Oh. I was a Spanish major. And Elena was an interesting child because she suffered more from a language barrier in a sense, but she was picking up English very quickly. But she also was suffering because she was the youngest in a very large family. Both parents had to work. And what she needed more than anything else was strictly attention and someone to talk to her, someone to listen to her more than anything else I can think of now. And that's what purpose I served at the time. She was a lovely little girl.
Do you enjoy tutoring these children better than you did when you had a whole class?
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's very selfish, I think. You have more of a sense of accomplishment. Handling 35 children can be a very frustrating experience for the teacher. Whereas if you work with them on a one-to-one basis, you can see improvement, you can receive some sort of satisfaction yourself.
And you're one of 2,000 such doing it, aren't you?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever meet with the other 1,999, Patricia?
Well, we haven't found a place large enough to accommodate us. We meet on smaller levels, you know, maybe 100 or 200 at a time.
And what's it like when you all meet like that? What do you talk about?
All the children.
And what have you learned from the other teachers in the project?
Different techniques, different understandings, different approaches, that type of thing. And also, you're sharing a certain joy, too, at the same time.
And what have you learned from the three children that you've taught?
Oh, I don't think I could ever go into that. I'm sure I've learned more from them than they've ever learned from me. We're in a position to take advantage of so much from them, of learning from them. We're older, we're more flexible. We can adjust, and we benefit more than they do, I'm quite sure.
Miss Patricia Mulryan, one of 2,000 volunteer teachers in the project known in Chicago as CALM, C-A-L-M, the Chicago Area Lay Movement. This is Eric Robinson in Illinois, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches, presented in the public interest by this station.